This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV.
Welcome back to Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. I'm Mike Ross. Every couple of weeks, we present The Scoop with Greg David. He's our communication specialist here at AMI, and Greg is joining us from his home in Chelsea, Quebec. Good morning, Greg.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
I'm great, thank you. Wonderful to have you back here on the show. Last week, Greg, Mary Mammoliti stopped by to announce her latest AMI project, Dish with Mary. And I'm just hoping you can just remind people who Mary Mammoliti is and what Dish with Mary is all about.
Wow. Mary Mammoliti, she's a home cook. She is a member of the Blind and Partially Sighted community. She does a podcast for AMI called Kitchen Confession. She's part of the AMI This Week group. And she has segments on Kelly and Company every other week. And now she's got a brand new show called Dish with Mary that debuted last night on AMI TV.
I tuned in. It was awesome. I just wonder if the recipe that was featured last night and the recipes that are going to be featured on the show, are they going to be available for viewers at home? Are they going to be able to get them after the program? Where do they do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it was a chicken risotto that was made, upcoming recipes. There's going to be a pork tenderloin recipe with another chef. There's going to be a Mexican lasagna. If you go to AMI.ca look for it's AMI.ca/dish-recipes. We're going to be putting the recipes up there on the website every week. So the one for chicken risotto with Chef Paul Schufelt was just uploaded today because I uploaded it.
Fantastic. Thanks for doing that. Now, it premiered last night on AMI TV. Is that the regular night for people to catch it?
Yep, absolutely. So Dish with Mary airs every Thursday night at 8:30 p.m. on AMI TV. And if you miss the episode, you can always head to AMI.ca to get the episode there or the handy and free AMI TV app for Android and Apple.
Well, congratulations to Mary, and we wish her all the best. I look forward to trying out that recipe for risotto because up until last night, I was quite intimidated. I think a lot of home chefs are intimidated with making risotto. It just doesn't seem that easy, but with Mary's help, I think I can.
Yeah, you're right, Mike. That's one of the most daunting recipes. I've never tried to make it because it talks about stirring constantly, adding a cup of stock, adding another cup of stock. And so, yeah, in last night's episode, they really did demystify it and make it a lot easier. You're right. I'm going to tackle it, too.
Let's turn our attention now then to the wider world of TV, to a show that has a lot of people buzzing, Greg. It's the 73rd annual Primetime Emmy Awards. The awards taking place this Sunday night on CBS. And this is really a celebration of all things television. Who is hosting the event this year? And is it, are they going back to the traditional sort of awards show pre-COVID-19? And if so, have they got any protocols in place?
Yeah, it's a great question. So I'll tackle the easy one first. So Cedric the Entertainer is going to be hosting Sunday's broadcast. And when it comes to COVID-19, organizers have made the announcement that it's going to be taking place outdoors instead of inside of a theater. And this, of course, is because of the pandemic. So the initial plan was when it was going to be inside, they were going to allow every nominee to be there with one guest. Now with this new mandate, it's going to be outdoors in a much smaller space, just behind the theater in a tent scenario, and they're only inviting certain nominees. So I'm assuming that those certain nominees will be in some of the bigger categories. They haven't released who's on the guest list yet, but it's going to be very much stripped down. And I think it'll be interesting to watch it and see how they pull off this outdoor scenario, especially if the weather, gets a little bit iffy on Sunday night.
Absolutely. Let's talk to some of the key categories that are going to be featured and some possible winners. When we're talking outstanding comedy series, I got to tell you, I have checked out a whole bunch of season one of Ted Lasso, and it's certainly one that I've heard a lot of people talking about. Is there anything out there that really could topple Ted Lasso?
I don't think so. I'm all up to date on Ted Lasso. Love the show. You know, everybody's been talking about it and how wonderful it is and the perfect television show for the pandemic. And I agree with everything that everybody's been saying. I think that there really isn't a chance for anything else to win in this category. That said, you know, I do want to give kudos to a few of the shows. ABC's Black-ish is nominated. Anthony Anderson's show, sitcom, which just finished its run, is fantastic. Emily in Paris, which got a lot of headlines for the wrong reasons in Netflix because critics said it was vapid and shouldn't even be nominated. And then there's The Flight Attendant starring Kaley Cuoco from The Big Bang Theory. That's probably the one that has the strongest or the best chance at dethroning Ted Lasso on Sunday night.
All right, let's talk drama series then. We've got The Crown going up against The Handmaid's Tale and This Is Us. Now, is this one where one of the top three is pretty much set to win, or could something like, I don't know, The Mandalorian maybe sneak in and take the win?
I would love it if The Mandalorian won, Mike, but it's not going to. It's more of a sci-fi series and doesn't really fit in this drama category just because there are funny moments as well. I think that The Crown is probably going to take this category. It's been the perennial winner. It'll probably do very well in the acting categories as well. The Handmaid's Tale may give it a run for its money as well. And you can't count out This Is Us, which is the lone one here from conventional television, which may also have a chance, but I'm thinking it's probably going to go to The Crown.
Okay. You know, it used to be you'd hear about a category of miniseries. Now we call them outstanding limited or anthology series.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Queen's Gambit grabbed a lot of headlines in the last year. It's nominated in this category, but a lot being said about I May Destroy You, and I was a big fan of Mayor of Easttown. So what do you think that'll play out as?
Yeah, I was a huge fan of Mayor of Easttown as well. Mike, I tuned in not really having any expectations, and I was just blown away by their performances. Yeah, The Queen's Gambit, I think, has the best chance, but I would love it if Mayor of Easttown took it, just because I think that HBO series deserves a lot more headlines. The other one that might sneak in is WandaVision, which is a part of the Marvel Universe, and it's on Disney Plus, and a lot of critics have really loved that, and it may turn out that the Academy does as well.
Let's just talk, you know, aside from the categories now, just trends that you're seeing in the nominations for the awards this year. It certainly does seem like we've moved really full swing now towards streaming services really being recognized. Things like Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus, Amazon, they seem to really be taking over. And what's interesting is this is happening, you know, this award show is happening a week before all the big network shows start coming back next week. So it's kind of interesting to juxtapose the nominations of these shows and these streaming services against the fall programming that is returning next week.
Yeah, it is kind of ironic that the primetime Emmys are airing on a conventional network when really there are only a handful of conventional television shows nominated in any of these categories. Yeah, we've been seeing this sea change for the last couple of years, and they're in full effect because, you know, Amazon, the Netflixes, the Disney Pluses, the HBOs, they're just taking over all of these categories. You know, you look at outstanding comedy series, Black-ish is the only conventional network television show nominated in this category. And the same thing over on the drama side with This Is Us. So yeah, streamers are here. But the interesting thing for me, Mike, and maybe I'll ask this question of you, is, you know, is it worth, you know, is there a fear of missing out? You know, you need to pay for Netflix and to pay for Disney and to pay for Amazon. And these things add up very quickly. So, you know, if you don't have those platforms, do you feel like you're left out when you see all these shows nominated in these categories and you don't have access to them?
100%. You know, I've often asked the question, how much is too much? You know, how many streaming services are we willing to pay for? And with, you know, with Ted Lasso, I watched because somebody else was visiting and said, hey, you know, you've got the Apple TV on your Roku. Let me log in and show you this show. And that's how I got to experience it. So I think we're going to see maybe a shift back a little bit towards the middle. And I think network programming will sort of rebound. I think that initial sort of splash of all the streaming services will, I think, start to slow a little bit, and we'll see a little bit of a return to that quote unquote normalcy. And, you know, HBO, not a streaming service, right? I mean, this is one of those conventional networks, and right. I've been, you know, watched one episode of American Rust so far, really enjoyed that with Jeff Daniels. Is that something that makes an impact in next year's awards? It'll be very interesting to see. Greg, great talking to you as always. Enjoy the Primetime Emmy Awards and look forward to having you back here with Dave in a couple of weeks.
Sounds great. Thanks a lot, Mike.
You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.